KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's check some local sports news first. The IA Wrestle Weekly Rankings out yesterday afternoon of area teams and individuals. In Class 1A, Missouri Valley is rated third and Underwood fifth among the teams rated in the top 10 individual rankings. Four number one rated wrestlers in the area, including two from Underwood. Alex Thompson at 126 and Logan James at 132 represent the Eagles, while Gabe Pauly of AHSTW at 170 pounds and Tom Reef of Missouri Valley at 220, also top rated. Second-ranked wrestler Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley at 170. A couple of third-ranked wrestlers, Blake Thompson of Underwood at 120 and Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley at 152 pounds. Fourth-rated wrestlers include Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center at 106 and Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley at 182. Also, Missouri Valley's Connor Lang is fifth-ranked at 138 pounds. Sixth-rated wrestlers include Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley at 126, Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia at 145, Derek Vantiger of Bedford Lennox at 182, and Chance Stroh of Bedford Lennox at 220. Among the seventh-ranked wrestlers, Brian Reese of Logan Magnolia at 113, Austin Gutnecht of Clarinda at 138, Joey Wolf of Woodbine at 195, and Aaron Olson of Missouri Valley at 285. Ninth-rated wrestlers include Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley at 145 and Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia at 152. And also 10th-rated wrestlers include Wyatt Crocker of Logan Magnolia at 126 and Dalton Arnold of Coon Rapids Bayard at 220. In Class 2A, no teams are rated in the top 10, but among the individuals, John McConkie of Atlantic is top-rated at 285 pounds, while Nick Foss of Harlan is third-ranked at 195. A couple of fourth-ranked wrestlers include Mitchell Swank of Creston at 145 and Thomas Bentley of Red Oak at 182. Seventh-rated wrestlers include Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic at 106 and Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam at 132 pounds, while Tyler Courtier of Shenandoah is ninth-ranked at 220. Class 3A, Glenwood is ranked fifth as a team. Among the individual wrestlers who are rated, Caleb Sanders of Glenwood at 285 is top-ranked. Glenwood has a couple of second-ranked wrestlers as well, and Trevor Anderson at 145 and Anthony Sherry at 182. Isaac Bales of Glenwood is fourth-rated at 220. Lewis Central has a couple of seventh-rated wrestlers in Gabriel Kelgard at 145 and Caleb Kingery at 152. Jaden Hayden of Denison is ranked eighth at 220. Brock Borlotti of Lewis Central is ranked ninth at 195. And Brett Maurer of Glenwood is 10th-ranked at 160 in the latest IA Wrestle rankings. A couple of games in the Corner Conference semifinals and girls high school basketball last night saw Sydney advance to the championship with a 65-29 win over Essex. They'll face Fremont Mills in the championship match. They were 42-37 winners over South Page in the other semi last night. College basketball, Rutgers hit 6 3-pointers in the opening half and then shot a scorching 59% in the second half as they hammered Iowa 80-64 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. Junior guard Corey Sanders led 4 Scarlet Knights in double figures. He had 18 points.
I was proud after the tough game the other day. We were locked in and played great team defense, and I really thought we did a good job on Bohannon, even though he had 23 points. He's a really good player, so, good team win, and we're on to Michigan.
That's Rutgers coach Steve Peichel. The Scarlet Knights improved to 2-5 in the Big Ten and 12-8 overall.
We've played a real tough schedule, so, you know, I told these guys we just keep fighting. You know, this was a tough stretch for us, and, we're ready to play today. And when we're locked in like that, we were locked in offensively and defensively, we showed, you know, we have a chance to be a good team.
Iowa shot only 39% for the game, and coach Fran McCaffrey thought his team settled for too many perimeter jumpers.
You know, we're shooting turnaround jumpers, a lot of jumpers. I mean, we only shot 10 free throws. You know, you got to drive the ball. You got to get the ball inside. You know, you got to make sure you're in the bonus late, which, you know, we eventually were. That's how we got 10. But we settled, I thought, you know, in that beginning portion of the second half. And you can't do that, not when you're behind and not when a team is playing as well as they were playing.
Yeah, McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes couldn't get enough shots at the rim.
Their bigs were real physical and you know, keeping us from getting too many easy baskets inside. You know, so it doesn't mean you stop trying to do that and just start jacking jumpers. You know, you want to shoot open jumpers, open threes, and, you know, in particular.
Jordan Bohannon led the Hawkeyes with 23 points. Iowa's 1-6 in the Big Ten, 10-10 overall, and the road doesn't get any easier. Next up, top 10 rated Purdue coming up on Saturday morning in a game we'll have here on KJAN. Iowa State ran into a buzzsaw at 24th ranked TCU as the Horned Frogs drilled 12 three-pointers and shot 60% for the game in a 96-73 win in Fort Worth. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm could tell from the outset that his team wasn't ready.
Losing sucks. I mean, bottom line. And you know, this is new, but you got to, you know, I know we got to fight through this. But we got to grow up though. We got to grow up in on the floor leadership. We got to grow up in attention to detail. We got to grow up in our toughness. And I got to get an identity with this group going forward.
Donovan Jackson led Iowa State with 19 points as the Cyclones fall to 1-5 in the Big 12.
I just told him in the locker room that, you know, that this is, you know, this program, a team coached, you know, by me and our staff, it should never look like this. And if it looks like this, it's my fault, you know, and we better figure out some things to change, and y'all better grow up.
TCU point guard Alex Robinson had 8 points and set a school record with 17 assists in that ball game for the Horned Frogs. Last night's top 25 men's basketball schedule included a blowout win for the number one team, along with numerous upsets. Jalen Brunson had a team-high 18 points and 7 assists as top-ranked Villanova clobbered Georgetown 88-56. SMU pulled off a stunner as Shake Milton hit 5 three-pointers and scored a career-high 33 points to lead the Mustangs' 83-78 victory at 7th-ranked Wichita State. 8th-ranked Texas Tech also suffered an upset as Kerwin Roach II scored 20 points in a surprise return to the lineup, leading Texas to a 67-58 win over the Red Raiders. Stanford coughed up most of a 15-point lead before they got some points down the stretch and held off 16th-ranked Arizona State 86-77. Alabama knocked off number 17 Auburn 76-71. Marcus Foster scored 25 points, and Creighton never trailed in an 80-63 victory against number 19 Seton Hall. Ronnie Harrell Jr. added a career-best 18 points off the bench as the Blue Jays avenged a December loss to the Pirates. Missouri began a 13-2 run midway through the second half as they beat 21st-rated Tennessee 59-55. Also in the top 25, number 11 Xavier avoided an upset as they picked up a 17-2 spurt down the stretch to push the Musketeers past St. John's 88-82. Number 14, Arizona, was 11 for 19 from beyond the arc and shot 62% from the floor as they clobbered California 79-58. Also, it was number 22, Ohio State, defeating Northwestern 71-65. And also in action last night in women's college hoops, Kehlani Brown scored 25 points. Lauren Cox had 21 points and 15 rebounds and a career-high 9 blocks. And number 4, Baylor beat Iowa State 79-50 Wednesday night. That's the 13th straight win for them. Christy Wallace had 16 points for the Lady Bears, who never trailed in picking up their 6th straight league win by at least 22 points. Bridget Carlton had 24 points for the Cyclones, who've lost 5 of 6. It's no shame to lose to a team as talented as Baylor, but barring a miracle, the Cyclones will miss the NCAA tournament for the second time in 3 years after earning 9 straight bids. Though Coach Bill Fenley has a lifetime contract for a reason, next year will be crucial for a program that's used to competing at a high level. ISU hosts number 17 West Virginia in women's hoops on Saturday. Police are interviewing Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski's friends and people who knew him to try to learn why he apparently took his life. Police Chief Gary Jenkins says officers have no motive for the death of the 21-year-old athlete who was found dead in his Pullman, Washington apartment Tuesday, along with a rifle and a suicide note. Helinski backed up Luke Falk this season and was the presumptive starter heading into his junior season. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.